You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This time around, we're talking about what you're most looking forward to for Thanksgiving. And this could be food related. It could be person related, sports. What are you most looking forward to?
Well, I don't want to be that guy right now, but it's my birthday on Thanksgiving, and it somehow just always seems a little special when that happens.
Is your mom going to make the turkey cake again?
I hope I get a turkey cake this year. And so it's not only that, it's the birthday of Thanksgiving. It's a ton of people in from out of town, so you kind of get to celebrate your day with a bunch of family you haven't seen in a long time, and I'm really excited about that. So that's mine, I guess.
How many people are going to be at Thanksgiving this year?
20-something.
Okay.
It'll be up there.
We heard from a listener, June, and she was talking about all the chaos. She goes, my family, my son-in-law's family, my daughter-in-law's family, and friends, they're thinking at least 19, and you're going to have 20-something. I used to go to a Thanksgiving celebration every year up in Niwot, and there were always 25 to 30 people. This year, at our, I think what I'm most looking forward to this year, besides the sweet potatoes, and the fact that the Packers are playing on Thanksgiving Day, besides those two things, honestly, Gretchen and I are both talking about the peace and quiet this year.
It will be quiet for you guys. Is it going to be two of you or four of you?
It's probably going to be two of us. It's just me and Gretchen.
Light a little candle there at the table.
we're talking about the quiet. We might go for a pretty good hike at some point during the day.
That's good.
But it's just the quiet because, you know, life is busy. You know, life is busy for everybody with stuff to do, and I think I'm going to go with, even over the sweet potatoes and the Packers, I think I'm going to go.
Peace and quiet, yeah.
Peace and quiet.
Can you do me a huge favor?
What's that?
Can you dress as a pilgrim and just surprise her?
Who says I don't? I got the hat, I got the big belt buckle.
Just when dinner is ready, come walking around the corner dressed as a pilgrim. And I think it'll make the day extra special for you two. The big old buckle shoes.
Well, you know, if I do, you know I'll certainly send you a photo.
Please do. I just want you to make this happen.
Chelsea says, I'm most looking forward to skipping the family Thanksgiving, making homemade pizza, and eating ice cream.
Hey, there you go. I think for a lot of people, it's just going to be straight up eating, right?
Sure.
Whatever it may be.
Absolutely fine. Yes, Renee sent in a Go Pack Go. Cheers to you, Renee. But we want to hear from you. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You get to pick one thing. I'm going quiet. Jeremy is going birthday celebration.
Yeah, and packed house. I get to see my grandma and hang out with my... I have one grandma left, too. So it's like, you know...
You're down to one grandma.
I'm down to one grandma, and she's still rocking it, and I want to hang out with her, so... I'm excited.
Is she
going to
bring
you
Dr. Pepper?
Was it last year? She knows how I love Dr. Pepper. So she brought me baked beans, a can of baked beans that were Dr. Pepper flavored. And I don't know where she found them. But yeah, they were like Dr. Pepper induced beans, essentially.
I need to know more about these.
And I cracked it open and a game changer in the world of beans.
Hold on. I'm looking for it right now.
It's Dr. Pepper beans.
Dr. Pepper.
And it was like, soon as you put the can opener on there and started twisting, you could just smell the pungent odor of Dr. Pepper coming out.
God,
and
here they are.
Yeah, I know.
You're
right?
Like this. They're called Sweet and a Bit Sassy Baked Beans.
Oh, well.
From the Serious Bean Company.
Hey, they were serious beans. I mean, it's nothing that I'd ever hunt out and buy again, but...
Why has it only got a 3.1 stars out of 5? What's the hate for
I would have given it a 5.
This person said it tastes like granny's perfume.
No, it doesn't. It tastes like somebody poured a can of Dr. Pepper into your baked beans.
They say it has an odd aftertaste.
That's hilarious.
I've never heard of that.
Isn't that funny, though? I was like, Grandma,
where did you find me? We asked the simple question this morning. What are you most looking forward to for Thanksgiving? You got to pick one thing. So I got a couple that are making me laugh. So I want to share these. Boyd, first of all, I just love the name Boyd.
Boyd wrote in?
Boyd said, I'm most looking forward to sleeping in until 1 o'clock and only getting up to eat, then taking a nap.
Yay, Boyd.
Man, Boyd's great to have around the house, isn't he?
There's Boyd just laying around. Old mooching Boyd.
Jonathan says, haters gonna hate. But I'm looking forward to jellied cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
I'll eat the whole can splopped onto my plate. And since no one else in my family likes it, the whole can ends up being mine.
They continue to sell this stuff because of, who was this guy?
That is Jonathan.
Jonathan. This is why they sell the blob of cranberries for this guy right here.
Yeah.
Personally, he's dead to me, but
yeah. It wouldn't be on the shelves if there weren't a bunch of Jonathans out there.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
That's why they do it. Multiple people talking about how they're most looking forward to is going out to eat. Mm-hmm. I've heard everything from the place Eddie Merlot's. That's down off of what, like a dry county line, dry creekish area. Anyway. I've heard about that. Who was it that's in there looking forward to Golden Corral? Oh, I got to read that the Golden Corral. It was Matt. He says, we're probably going to Golden Corral, all the food, none of the dishes. And then he follows up by saying, I will have my meat plate, nothing but meat, then my gravy plate, everything that gravy goes on, and then don't forget the dessert plate.
His cardiologist is crying somewhere in the corner right now.
Cardiologist on line two right now.
Oh, man. Bridget,
else?
You see Bridget? She's excited to see her great aunt, who is 99 years old. Haven't seen her for 5 years.
See, that's cool.
That's really neat. This could be her last. What else is going on? Somebody's going to the
Bahamas. Did you just say that? Hit the dump button.
Hey, she's 99. We're all thinking it.
That's horrible.
Mindy is excited to go walking on the beach with her handsome husband in the Bahamas. Ooh, Mindy, brag much?
Wow.
And then real quick, going back to Boyd, Lazy Boyd, I do have this article that was popping this morning talking about the perfect Thanksgiving nap. They surveyed something like 2,000 Americans, and 42 minutes is supposedly the perfect amount of time to nap on Thanksgiving. The best to nap occurs right after watching a game or after the big meal. Duh, of course, right? And they say it's not rude. If you fall asleep, 76% of people believe that napping after the meal is a sign of contentment with your surroundings and the meal. So,
is that kind of along the lines where they used to talk about how belching after a meal was supposedly a compliment to the chef?
Exactly on the same lines.
So now if you go and you unbutton that top button on your pants.
Oh, yeah.
Stretch out in the recliner and just doze off.
And pull a that Boyd.
Pull a Boyd.
Pull a Boyd.
That is a compliment.
Yep. Which I kind of see that. That's
sure.
Fine.
I got no problem with that either.
I'm okay with that.